Great. So welcome to the second Lama Sharavi Lunch Kapura in YU this year. Last time around, we focused on the first Maimar the Rebbe gave, which was Basi Lagani Tafshinin Aleph, the Maimar which he gave, which he basically accepted in Nisiyot upon himself. And he developed a theme there of the Rebbe Taktonim, of what the mission for this generation was in Chabad, is going to be able to bring down Elokos, bring down divinity itself, the highest levels of divinity, to the lowest levels, to the Taktonim Amish. And he said that basically we're parallel to Moshe Rabbeinu in that sense. Moshe Rabbeinu was a seventh tzaddik, was able to bring the Shekhinah back down to the ground. We are the seventh generation of Chabad. We have to bring the Shekhinah, the highest levels of the Shekhinah, back down to the ground level. And he said that therefore we're going to focus on bringing the Shekhinah to places where the Shekhinah seems to not be. Places which seem to be devoid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, places that seem to stand on their own two feet. Those places are not the places that are connected with the Atmos of Elokos, with the highest levels of divinity. And our generation is supposed to focus on bringing out the divinity in those places. So we have to go to the places that are completely devoid of divinity to show that really those places have divinity there. And by doing so, we will be able to create a Dira B'Tachtonim for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a dwelling place in the lowest levels, and therefore be fulfill the purpose of why Hashem created the world. So for the second kavura, I chose a sikha the Rebbe gave in Rosh Chodesh Elul Tafshin Nun, which was Rosh Chodesh Elul 1990. So it's close to 40 years after that first maimar he gave in 1951. And just to show that close to 40 years later, he's still talking about the same things, pushing the same themes in very creative ways and in very interesting ways. And it's relevant, the sikha is about Chodesh Elul, but a lot of it is also relevant to the Aseres and Meitshuva. They come as a package, and therefore we're going to go through it. So the Rebbe starts off the sikha by quoting the mashal of Amelach Basadah, the king in the field. Are people familiar with the mashal of Amelach Basadah? It's like a code word in Chabad.
It's like the Breslov YouTube video last year, right?
I don't know.
The lion king?
I'm not sure. I'm not familiar with it. It probably is, but it's like in certain corners of the Beit Midrash here, you say like the Rav Chaim and about Yedikiyum, they know exactly what you're talking about. They go to Chabad land, they say the Melech Basadeh, they know exactly what you're talking about. Basically, the Alter Rebbe has a piece in the Kilti Torah where he asks the following question. It's a long piece, but we're just focusing on the Mashal itself, which is what the Rebbe starts on. He asks that if we know that the days of Elul and Aseres and Meitshuva, the 40 days from Elul to Yom Kippur, are Yimei Rachamim, Yimei Ratzon, days of a certain level of Gilei Shechina through or manifested in Yud Gimel Midos Rachamim, so why are the days of Elul not a Yom Tov? Why are they Yom Oskal? A Yom Tov is defined by certain Gilei Elokos, a certain level of divinity gets exposed in the world, so it gets revealed in the world. So Elul also, we have that Gilei Elokos, so why is it not considered a Yom Tov? So the Alter Rebbe develops a mashal of a Melech Basadeh, the king in the field. He says there are two ways for people to meet the king. Sometimes you travel to the capital, and you want to meet the king in his own palace. So you want to meet the king in his own palace, there's a lot of protocol involved. You have to make an appointment, you have to schedule a meeting, you have to make it through levels and levels of bureaucracy. You have to make it through the outer layers, the inner layers. And once you're there, you have to be dressed appropriately, you have to act appropriately. There's a lot of formality, a lot of protocol involved in meeting the king in his own palace. Another time to meet the king is not when he's in his own palace, when he's traveling from place to place. Then he might stay overnight in the field. And all the people, people working in the field on their way back home from the Sada to their towns will be able to just pass by the pavilion of the king, pass by the tent of the king that's pitched in the field for that one night, and they'll be able to look inside and see the king over there. There's no formality, no protocol, they're all in their work clothes, and they're able to just go ahead and see the king. So the author said that's the difference between the Gilui Lakos of a Yom Tov and that of the days of Elul and the Aseres and Meitshuva. I mean, the Yimei Rachamim minus Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. On Yom Tov, we go to the Beis HaMikdash, we go to the palace of the king. There's a lot of protocol involved, there's a lot of formality. There's an Ister Malacha, you have to bring Karbanos, we go to the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, we have to act in a certain way. During the days of Elul, the king comes out to the field. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes out to the field, so to speak, where we're in our regular work clothes. We're doing everything we normally do, but we're doing it with a heightened sensitivity to the presence of the king in that sada, in that weekday. And that's the difference between the Gilui Lakos of Elul, Gilui Lakos of a regular Yom Tov. So the Baal Mishra is going to start off with this mashal and ask three questions on it, and then reveal a deeper level of understanding of the mashal, which connects to the basic theme we developed last time. So let's start with Parak Aleph. I skipped around a little bit, but the most of the sikha is here. says you do a biru sharbino zakin v'kuitei Torah divrasko ani l'dol divdol dili. So everybody knows this this explanation of the Alter Rebbe. Rashi tevos elo shinyano shechodesh elo yuvan al pishol melach shekolim bo leir yotzin anshi ha'ir the krasel makablin panav basada. So before the king gets to a city, he's traveling in the field. The people could go out there and greet him in the field. Vaz rashayin v'yicholin, call me sharotze. Let's say it's lach l'panav. Then anybody who wants, even somebody who doesn't have a meeting, somebody who didn't schedule a meeting, somebody in his workload could go out and meet the king. V'makabil es kulam, sever panam yafos. And the king greets all of them with a smile. Umar panam shorchokos es kulam. And he smiles at all of them. Kachin yon al derek mashal b'chodesh elo. Yod sen lachakbil or panav yisbarak basadeh. We go out to greet HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the field. Shu'inin ha'aras yugim l'midos. That's the matter of the yugim l'midos rachamim. Moshakasav lefneza, shab'el huzman iskal yugim l'midos rachamim. Shiyapanim mefanim, k'moshakasav, k'el Hashem v'ya'ar lanu. Great. So that's the mashal of the Alter Rebbe. Now that the seventh of Abba Rebbe comes along and asks three questions. Number one, b'tzarek b'ir. D'loch ora mashal l'melach basata hu hafak seder ha'avuda d'chodesh alo. Hamrumas v'rashi tevos d'ani l'dodi v'dildudi. The progression of a Melech Pasada seems to be the opposite of the Pasag Ani L'dol D'Yivdol D'Li. And then in the part I skipped, the Baba Rebbe explains that there are two Pesachim in Shir HaShirim. One is Ani L'dol D'Yivdol D'Li, and the other one is D'Dol D'Li Va'Ani Lo. And these represent two different modes of Avodas Hashem, two different modes of the relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ani L'dol D'Yivdol D'Li means we go first. It's a Rusa Delakata. We make the first move towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then V'Dol D'Li. And the other pasuk, Dodi Li Ba'ani Lo, represents the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes makes the first move towards us. So the Baba Rebbe asks, in the Melech Mashal, Melech Basada, the king is the one going out to the field. And the people come to greet him there, but the king is the one who makes the first move, the Ora. The king is the one making the first move. Why is that connected with the pasuk, Ani L'dodi, V'dodi Li, where Klal Yisrael, the Jewish people, are the ones making their first move? So let's read it inside. Right, that's how the Alter Rebbe starts off his piece. El starts off with our avoda based on the pasuk ani l'dodi v'dodi li. Next paragraph. V'ilu b'hamashol to melech pasada v'dugmasol v'nimshol v'zgalu sidgim uvidos rachamim haskala hi shamelech dodi yotzi mimakomo. It sounds like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who makes the first move. Hashem comes out to the field. Velem kamo shala adam li hanim sabasada aderaku v'dugma seder havuda didodi li. It sounds like it's the opposite progression of the mashal of Melech Basada. It's the opposite progression as expressed in the pasuk of ani l'dodi v'dodi li. Who's making the first move? Question number one. Question number two. V'seira mizo b'mashal Melech Basada murgash achidosh v'hashakam milamal l'mata hefa kaseder d'ani l'dodi odio seira me'asher v'dodi li. The mashal of Melech Basada emphasizes the chiddush of the king coming out to the field. And then the Rebbe explains. Hator dodi, what does it mean, ani l'dodi, I am for my beloved? Madigesh ha-sheikos fa-kiruv, HaKadosh Baruch Hu la-adam. It represents the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close to people. Gam l'fnei yizgalos d'dodi li. Akadei kach, she-HaKadosh Baruch Hu nikrov she'im shemesh niachais la-adam, dodi shalish la-adam. Ani l'dodi represents the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close to us. He's our dod, he's our beloved, he's our friend, he's our lover. Skip down to the next paragraph. V'ilu ator melech, but the mashal of a melech basada, the king is in the field, margesh haromim musfais nasos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mi adam, represents the fact that Hashem is so much higher and more elevated than any person. V'dugmas ha-melech, shem roma mumenusa mikol b'nei ha-medina, asha filo mishikmo l'mala, kevo mikol ha-am, like it says by Shaul. The whole point is to emphasize the fact that the king is so high, he's so stately. Normally, you have to go through so much protocol. Now he's coming out to the field. You want the mashal is emphasizing the discrepancy, the distance between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the people. The pasuk, the Alter Rebbe is commenting on, which has to do with the Chodesh Elo, ani l'dodi v'dodi li, emphasizes exactly the opposite, kirva between the people and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's question number two. Question number three. I'm skipping one question, but it's just for the sake of time. Parak Daled, source number three. Mizeh ba she'ila nosefes v'nogeil token avodah l'chodesh elo k'shamelech basada. Now we have another question about the content of what our avodah is supposed to be in the chodesh elo. Chodesh elo l'chodesh irachamim. Shabo Mosifim Beyasar Se'es Beyasar Oz Ba'avodas HaTfila Shinyan Rachamim. So what do we do in Chodesh Elul? We add on tefilos. We say slichos. It's the Chodesh Rachamim. Rachamim is tefila. The Chin B'limad HaTorah. Chodesh Elul is also a month to intensify our learning of Torah. Kayadua Shiyugim L'midos Rachamim Hamir M'Chodesh Elul Him Kenegad Yugim L'midos Shetorah Nidrashas B'Hem Chamrumas Gam B'Hem Shaka Pasuk Anil Dodi V'Dodi Li Haro'eh B'Shoshanim Antikrei Shoshanim El Shoshonim HaTorah. The Lubavitch Rebbe here is putting together two different ideas. The first one is an idea which stems back to the Magen of Mezrich, which is that the Yugim L'midos Rachamim are connected to the Yugim L'midos Shoshat Torah Nidrashas B'Hem. And then the Magen of Mezrich goes on to explain that Kal V'Chomer is connected to the first Midah of Hashem. And this becomes a theme in Chassidus to point out the parallels between these two. Why Torah Shabbat Peh is connected the Yud Gimel Midos Rachamim? It's a very, very interesting and important topic. But over here, what's the Lubavitch Rebbe saying? It shows us that Yud Gimel Midos Rachamim, which are emphasized during Chodesh Elul, means we're supposed to intensify our learning of Torah. And the Hemshek of the Pasuk, Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li, Haro'eh B'Shoshanim, the Gemara in Shabbos and the Zohar says, Haro'eh B'Shoshanim, Altikrei Shoshanim, Ela Shonim, people who learn Torah. So you see, the Chodesh of Elul is a month when we're supposed to intensify our tefilos, Chodesh Rachamim. It's a month when we're supposed to intensify our learning of Torah. Hara'eh b'Shoshanim. Chayidua, Shabarosh Chodesh Elul, Maschilim, Arbaim Yom Sha'ala Moshe Rabbeinu Har, the Kabbal Luchos Archonos. That's exactly historically accurate as well, because Rosh Chodesh Elul was a time period when Moshe went up to Shemayim to come down with the second set of Lukos. That's when Moshe learned the Torah in a way that was lasting, in a way that was permanent. It came down in Yom Kippur. So Elul was a time of Torah and Tefillah. So the Baba Shabbat asks, Papiza ino muvan, mai shaychusa shahavuta the Chodesh Elul, hosafa betfilah v'lima Torah lasada. What does that have to do with the field? The Mashal of Amalek Basada has the people working in the field and coming home at night and passing by the pavilion of the king, passing by the tent of the king. Where in that Mashal is it hinted that you're supposed to be learning and davening more intensely during Chodesh Elul? Anything, it's the opposite. Sada is a place of work. Torah and Tefillah are things that are Kadosh. Okay, so three questions on the Mashal of Malach Basada. Number one, who's making the first move? Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li sounds like we're making the first move. Malach Basada sounds like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making the first move. Question number two, Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li emphasize the fact that we're close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Melech Basadeh emphasizes the distance between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and us. Question number three, Chodesh Elul is a time period of Torah and Tefillah. What does that have to do with the field? So you see that the Lubavitch Rebbe is working through the Mashal in a more, I guess, in a deeper way than your average person would read it, and he's going to be Megala, new levels of meaning in the Mashal itself. Parakeh. So here comes the answer. V'yuvan behekdem beir ha'in desadeh b'avodas adam. We could explain this matter through understanding what the sada represents in the service of a person. Sada kipshuta, he erez mimena yitzilachem. What is a sada? It's a place that produces bread. Hamakum shabo naases ha'avoda ha'kshura imsidur depas. It's a place where you plant things and you grow grain. Hazariah v'choresh v'kulei. V'kol is yoser, in a broader sense. Ha'avoda b'inyane ha'ulam, sada uvdin l'chol. What does a sada represent? Not just agriculture, but the general place of work. Avodas ha'adam in this world, uvdan d'chol. Things that you do to make a living. Things that you do not necessarily as enterprises of kedusha, but things that you're just doing because you have to do them. Shenachlalim ba'avos malachos arba'im chaser achas asuras b'shabbos. Sada, which in a very limited sense, narrow sense, represents the sidur of the past, what you're supposed to do, that working in the field to produce grain, to ultimately make bread, and in a broader sense, it represents the playing field of work of people. And in the Lamentas and Lachas HaShabbos, things that you do on a regular basis to create rishustika things, to create choldika things. Great. That's what a sada represents. I'm skipping the part, but the Lubavitch Rebbe is Medayik. Why does it say Arbaim Chaser Achas in the Mishnah? Why doesn't it just say Lamentas Melachos, the 39 Melachos HaShabbos? Why doesn't it say they're 40 minus 1? And he has a couple other questions on the Diuk, the Lashon, of Lamentas of Arbaim Melachos Chaser Achas. He says, Abeir Bazeh. B'Shabbos ne'esru rak lamates malachos. Malachos to uvdin l'chol. Malach t'chol. One is Aser on Shabbos. 39 malachos that have to do with cholteka things, producing things, working for a living. Aliyish malacha achas, ha-malachas ha-arbayim, shemuteres b'Shabbos. But malachos ha-Shabbos are arbayim chaser achas, meaning there are 40 categories of malacha. 39 of them are Aser on Shabbos. The 39 that are Aser on Shabbos are the ones that have shaykos t'chol. What malacha, the 48th malacha is mutter on Shabbos? It's malacha shamayim. Malacha shamayim, davening, learning, spirituality. V'zeu gam hadiyak darbay malachos chaserachas. Shetachlis hakavana disatkus malamatas malachos uvnil chol. What is the ultimate goal of being involved in 39 malachos of chol during the week, of working your field, making a living, going out and being a lawyer or whatnot? Is to reveal in that chol that 40th malacha that's missing from the list. Hamalacha ha'arbayim, malacha shemayim. Aldara kol ma'asecha yudashim shemayim. The purpose of working during the week, doing the 39 malachos that are aster and Shabbos, but are you're supposed to do during the week, is to make sure that chaser akas isn't really chaser akas, at least not during the week. Make sure the malacha shemayim is represented, it infuses the uvdin l'chol. V'adshem ezgala b'hem sh'koma shabara ha-kadosh baruch hu b'olamo lo b'ra'o elu l'chvotel. So you could reveal through your daily work that everything Hashem created, the entire world, even the uvdin l'chol, is there for kvot shemayim. Hainu sh'kol inyonam eino elu l'chvot shemayim. He goes one step further. What's the makor, the source for 39 malachos? It's the avodas in the Mishkan. Whatever was necessary to create the Mishkan is what's usher to do on Shabbos. Those are the 39 malachos. The number of malachos, 39, is parallel to the malachos that were necessary to create the Mishkan. Avodas malachos are bayim chaser akas, keneged avodas in the Mishkan. So generally speaking, what this connection represents, the way people think about it. So what does it mean that the malachos that are necessary for the Mishkan are Aser and Shabbos? Some type of connection between the Mishkan and Shabbos. Whatever that connection is between the Mishkan and Shabbos, that's why we take avodas in the Mishkan and say those things are Aser and Shabbos. The Labash Rabbi Kos says no. Don't only connect the Mishkan and Shabbos. Connect the Mishkan and the 39 malachos that you're actually doing during the week, the Uvdin Nechal. Shemazem move on. You see that through those 39 malachos, not refraining from 39 malachos on Shabbos, but through doing the 39 malachos during the week, you are able to create a Mishkan. Not in the Mishkan itself, but in the wide world, in the Sada. Hainu, Sha'avuda binyane ha'ulam, belamates malachos of the Nechal, being involved in the 39 malachos of Uvdin Nechol, of plowing your field, and being a lawyer, and being an accountant, and doing all things, he lasos lo yisparach dior b'tachtonim. Again, here is that phrase coming back. Is to create Mishkan in the Sada. Is to create Kvod Shemayim in the Uvdin Nechol. Al derech v'dugmas hashras hashkina v'mishkan v'mikdash. Parallel to hashras hashkina and the Mikdash. The purpose is to expand the Mishkan out into Uvdin Nechol, not just sequester the Mishkan to the Mishkan and Shabbos. And then he goes on to explain further. Just to re-emphasize the importance of the avodah sasada, the uvdin l'chol. The Ravash Rabbi goes on to explain, and the part I excised, that the way the Torah sets up our system is that the majority of one's time is spent on uvdin l'chol. You have six work days and then Shabbos. You have 6 years of avodah and then you have Shemitah. Hashem set up a system where the majority of your time is meant to be involved in Uvdin Nechol in performing the Lamatas Malachos, not refraining from them. Habeir Bazeh, Achei Yedua, Shetaklis Briyas Olam Shnevra B'Shvil Torah B'Shvil Yisrael. What is the Taklis of Briyas Olam? Haino B'Shvil Avudasam Shay Yisrael Apiya Torah. It's for Klal Yisrael to do Avudah based on the Torah. Hushnesavah Kadosh Baruch Hu Lios Lo Yisparach Dior B'Taktonim. Hashem wanted a dwelling place in the lowest levels. I betachton shein tachton lamatim imano, the lowest of the low. V'lachein ikar v'rov avodah hi lo binyani kedusha kishalatz mam. Aderek v'dugmas avodas haneshama Therefore, the main part of our service in this world, based on halacha, the system halacha sets up, is not in matters of pure spirituality. That's for Shabbos. That's for Shemitah. That's 1/7 of your time. Ella binyanei ha'olam dafka. It's in matters involved in this world. Sheishanem tisra sadaka v'gomer shigam basada takton biyoser tiyam shabbat kedusha v'lokos dior lo yisparach v'taktonim. So we could create a dior v'taktonim here in the lowest levels in the sada. We're going to see what the role of that one day of Shabbos, the role of Torah, is in a second. But the majority of time is for the sada. Then based on this, the Baba Shmuel goes back to explain what his three questions on the mashal. You see the paradigm shift he's creating over here. Most of us would say that the 6 days of the week are only there to serve a Shabbos. The 6 years of the Shemitah cycle are there in order to get to Shemitah. The Baba Shmuel is saying no. Even those six work years are inherently important, because that itself creates the Dira B'Tachtonim while you're keeping Shabbos and keeping Shemitah. Then he goes on to explain. We don't have time to go through the entire thing. Let's just read it. Source number 6. The purpose is to create a Dira B'Tachtonim. How do you do that? Through avodas asada, as he explained. Move on. That the high level of the sada itself, mudgashes b'chodesh elo. Hakol kol yani havoda. Elo is the last month of the year, and Saras Mechufa, he says, also the first days of the year. That's where the ikar avoda of a person are emphasized. So the mashav melach pasada emphasizes the importance of the sada throughout in our avoda throughout the entire year. He says this explains the three questions. I'll just summarize outside. Number one, who is making the first move? HaKadosh Baruch Hu or us? Anila dodi v'dodi li. Sounds like HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the first move. HaMelech Pasada sounds like HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the first move to come down into the Sada. So the Baba Shravi says no. HaMelech Pasada, what are the people doing in the Sada before the Melech gets there? They're working the field. They are living their regular lives. It's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the first move and these poor, dreary people are able to meet him as they come back from a dreary day of work in order, on their way to Ma'ariv. No, the very fact they're working in the Sada and they're cognizant of the king's presence in that Sada is itself the first move. That itself is the Ikar Avoda. And therefore, it really is Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li. We make the first move by working in the field prior to the king's coming. Question number two. Why in the Mashal do we emphasize Melach Basada, that the king is in the field, to emphasize the distance between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and us? So skip down to the paragraph where it starts Afal Pi, the third paragraph in this source number 6. He says, Apizeh muvan shebeyor inyano shel chodesh elo pi hamashal demalach basadeh hu behetin la'avuda dechodesh elo b'ofen dani l'dodi. Okay? Ki yizgalos hamelach basadeh hi b'shvil avuda sasadeh l'mat hamata. Sorry, this is answering the first question. That why is the king coming to the field? Because the people are there working in the field. Havuda de anshi asada meni binyanei asada. People are working in the field in fieldly matters. And that itself, the avuda asada, creates the dira b'taktonim. That is the first move on our part to be zonka, that the king should be felt in the field. Go up one paragraph, to the bolded parts. He explains why the mashal emphasizes the melech. He says, pasada, shamalach. Because what are we doing when we're doing the avodas Hashem in the field, the uvdin dechol in the field? We're tapping in not just to the dodi level, to the level of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's karuv to us, but to the highest levels of divinity. As he explained last week in his first maimar, ikar shchina v'tachtonim, ikar shchina is the highest of the high, atzmuso shamalach. That itself is in the field when people are doing their work in the field in a proper way. Now the third question. What's the role of Torah and Tefillah in Chodesh Elo? And so it's source number 7, Parakas. He says, Bavodah b'foal. The Rebbe always ends off his sikhos with what's the lamaisa, what's the lamaisa comes out of this. He says, Avodah b'sada hi avodah binyanei rishos, melachtaka. What, again, Avodah sasada is what? Is doing divrei rishos, working for a living. As he explained, you're doing it for the sake of the king. Melech Hasadeh Ne'avad is a pasuk he quoted before, which we skip. Through everything you do, you are cognizant and fulfilling halakha and doing mitzvahs properly in the field. Being mamshech HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the field. But the Baba Rebbe says there's something lacking there. When you are working that field, when you are a lawyer, the Tzarech HaMelech, in a po'elis kol kach tzgalas HaMelech be'atzmo, it doesn't reveal the essence of the king himself. Why? The Vesignan Torah's Kasidus, he said in Torah's Kasidus explains this, Sha'avuda v'nyanei reshos po'elis tzgalas darkas alokosh b'erach ha'olam. You are being mamshech a lower level of divinity into your work, into the field. Great. So how do you connect to the highest levels of divinity and bring that into the field? V'ilo hizgalos ha-melech atzmo, dargos ha-lokosh shalamala mi'olam, the level of divinity is higher than this world. Nasis b'ikar aydei limud ha-Torah. Kedua sh'Torah nikreis melech. Chakmasa ritzano sh'akadosh baruch hu, raisu kutshiruku, kulachad. How do you connect to the highest levels of divinity? Through learning Torah. And that's why he says, in Chodesh Elul, there's an emphasis on learning Torah. Because what are you supposed to do? You're going to work. It's not a Yom Tov. You're going to live your regular life. But you have to be marbeh b'Torah, be magbir your learning Torah. Why? Because if you're koveya itim more the Torah in Elul, and then you go out to work, and you recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the field with you, then you're able to connect to the highest levels of divinity and bring it into the field. And that is the avodah of Chodesh Elul and Nesaris Me'etshuvah. Let's just see the next paragraph. Again, the ultimate purpose is that Melech should be revealed in the field. Melech should be revealed in the field. People who work should be koveya more time for Torah during Elul. The majority of their time is that they're working for a living. They have to add more time to learning Torah. Ad shelimud haTorah chulder b'kol ayom. So the learning of Torah pierces, penetrates the entire day. Ba'avodah shemeshak rubo kekulo dayom binyan yasada. Shaydezem mamshikim esgalos hamelak atzmo edi Torah basada. And through intensifying our learning of Torah during Chodesh Elul on the Seres Meishuva, and then going out to fields and being involved in Uvdin Nachol, we're able to connect the two ends. We're able to connect atzmo shemelach, which the highest levels of divinity, with the uvdin dechol, with the avodah that we have for our Kaddish Baruch Hu in the field, thereby creating a dira b'tachtonim to bring divinity everywhere. Yeah, Rabbi.
So I'm a little confused because he said before iskalos b'sadeh he iskalos atzmuso shel melech, that it's good for the sadeh, which is the atzmuso shel melech. Now he's saying that Torah is the only thing that's capable of exposing the real atzmuso shel melech.
Right. So he's saying you need both.
You need a combination of both.
Meaning, the place has to be the field, and ultimately the goal is to have atzmuso shel melech on the field. But you can't have the field without Torah. You need Torah to sort of tap into the highest levels of divinity, and then go to work and be mamshuk that those highest levels into the field. And it's something which I struggle with myself. One of the questions I ask this rabbi in Chabad.org that I correspond with is sometimes in terms of the relationship between Torah and mitzvot, Torah and avodah, it's hard to know which level is tapping into the highest levels. So that's basically what he said. You always need some type of connection. The ikar avodah is going to be in the sada, as he phrases in this piece, but you have to have that element of Torah and tefillah tap into the highest levels to be mamshuk it into the field.
Just a little